accession number 19659, Real 4.
Kanoshkara Real 4. You were telling me how you pronounce Fakina.
Well, when I read that on the order, which I had in my hand, and the map, it was stately. As far as I'm at the point concerned, he said Fakenham, you know. So of course when I repeated that in the station, I almost been thrown out of the platform. So anyway, arriving there, I took care of all the intelligence. I know there was commander of several camps, Colonel Ash Ra, half Indian, half English. Very nice man, strict, but fair. And I started my job, you know, to look after security. Of course, Ukrainians, when they saw me first day in a Polish uniform, they thought I'm just son, you know, son, being picked up by British Army here, especially. That the impression they had. So I kept that expression going, why not? But then after 2 days I was ordered to put the toolkit on my arm, lieutenant of British Army. And of course from there only, not only went for security for camps, but I went to the, when it was required of me, to go to ports, and simply was strange, because I've been told to speak English, which was not very good, still it isn't, you know. And the sergeant who knew me, who was just sort of with me all the time, had to translate every Polish language or Russian to me in English, especially. So nobody knew I could speak Russian, Ukrainian, and I always answer him in English. That was the reason for it, as you can imagine, because a lot of strange people and German criminals were trying to get into this country. And I had to pick them up. That was my job. So when I looked at the sergeant and winked him, when the man was sitting, see, he was arrested outside him, and he went, you know, and that's it, he was dealt separately. Because by accent, I knew Ukrainians, if they were from the west Polish part of Ukraine, or the Russian part. There were two different accents. And I picked them up quickly. So I said, he's not from Poland side, he is from the Russian side. And the Russians were sending a lot of informers, you know, into England under that cover.
The Russians are sending them?
Yeah. Yes, we knew. So they asked me if I mind to do it. I said, no, I don't. And I was doing it. So after a while, you know, I asked to be transferred back to Polish forces, and they transferred me. I mean, I was in the British Army then, but a Polish part of a British Army, you know what I mean, there was some combination. So I reported back again and tried to get into university.
But when you were doing this POW work, were you also looking for people who might be war criminals?
That's right, precisely. What I thought, you see, my sort of feeling, my gut feeling, I had to say it, report it, and they just, you know, follow that line of inquiry. Often, more often than not, I was right. Sometimes I made a mistake. It's a gut feeling you had from the underground work, you know.
But did you conduct interrogations?
No, no. It was not my business. My business was to watch over how it was conducted. I wouldn't be able, I couldn't speak or answer or give the chance to somebody to say, oh, he's not English now or something.
What conditions were these prisoners being kept under at Fakenham?
Perfect. They had a holiday camp, not a prison for war camp. I wish I had such conditions, you know, in Russia. But, well, they were, and they settled now in this country. Even if they meet me on the street, they come across the street and say, "You are Lieutenant Skoda." I said, "That's right." He said, "I'm from Ukraine," and so on. "Oh, hello." See, we never shook hands, but because somehow if they served Germans, once they won't, and the second point is that the letters from Poland started to arrive in describing the misery people had, you know, Polish people under the German occupation, from Ukrainians, from Russians, and from Germans. So it was not sweet, believe me. I don't think it's relevant, but I should add that I become gradually studying, you know, history, trying to become a specialist in that.
Is this Polish history?
But yeah, no, not only Polish, no, general history, politics, and so on, and so on. I gradually become a PhD, doctor of history. Not only that, but gradually I become member of Polish government in exile. Vice minister, if you can buy it, that's funny, you know. We prefer to be called under secretary, vice, you know, vice girls, but not the vice ministers. So, and then, of course, I sort of lumbered through 4 years and decided to write. So I do a lot of writing now. I mean, a lot. What you can call it, you know, publishing. I publish about a dozen in English, and about 71 in Polish.